Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
It's 5:11 at Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Will Stevenson. Cameron Lyons in the newsroom. We'll get back to him a bit later on, but we want to get to something else happening later this week. And it's perfect for those of you who like to say that there's nothing going on in Galesburg. And it's an event that's going on in Galesburg and won't cost you a darn thing unless you're say, hungry. The Galesburg Great Balloon Race runs Friday through Sunday this weekend. And the two people making that happen for a number of years now, Greg and Jackie Saul, are in the studio. Welcome.
Well, hello. Thank you, Will.
Thanks. I usually just talk to you, Greg, so if you'll forgive me for a moment, I'm going to grill Jackie for just a moment.
Okay.
How long have you both been doing this?
The actual event has been going on for 19 years.
That's fantastic. And, again, mostly maybe some questions I've asked before, but since you're here, I'm going to ask them of you, so it'll be different. What got you and Greg interested in ballooning? What makes that appealing to you?
Well, actually, Greg started first. He was actually a crew member for his brother, mm-hmm. who lives out in Ohio. And he saw that his brother was having more fun as far as flying the balloon, and the crew was a lot more work. So he decided to actually get his license. He was in the process of getting his license to be a hot air balloon pilot when we met. Mm-hmm. And, of course, at that time I said, you know, that'd be a great thing to go ahead and do. Little did I know how much it was going to involve our life at that point. But actually, Greg has actually been a pilot for 30 years now.
So, again, Greg, you were a crew member for your brother, and then you decided to get your pilot's license and all that stuff. And what was the moment to you that you said to yourself, "Hey, I think I can fly a hot air balloon and not just be part of a crew for one"?
Well, I just figured if my brother can do it, I could probably do it. So
there you go.
I mean, I was on his crew for like 15 years, so I had learned quite a bit about ballooning before I became a pilot. So I've been actually in ballooning for 45 years.
Wow. Jackie kind of made it sound like it's almost easier for you being a pilot than a crew member, is it?
Yes, it is.
It's
yeah.
a lot easier than to be a crew member.
Talk a little bit about that. What all's kind of involved in both of those roles? First, with the being a crew member when you're flying a hot air balloon. What does that entail?
Okay, well, basically, what you do is you actually help inflate the balloon.
Okay.
And then you actually get in the chase vehicle and you follow the balloon to figure out where they're going to land at, and then you pack the balloon back up.
How accurate do you end up being when you're kind of trying to project where the balloon's going to go and where you have to pick everybody up at?
Well, today's technology is a completely different thing in comparison to when we started, Greg, 45 years ago. For me, 30 years ago, the technology is way more advanced.
GPS and things like that?
GPS, okay. Yes.
So, Greg, how do you pilot a hot air balloon?
Well, you inflate the balloon, and then you let it lift off the ground, and then you let the wind take you wherever Mother Nature wants to.
So, but you got to have a kind of an idea, though, of where you think you're going to go or where you want to go when you're flying a balloon, don't you?
You have a general idea. Like Jackie said, with the technology nowadays, you can pretty much figure out where you're going to go on your computer with your GPS and find out where you're headed just by watching the pie ball. The pie ball is a helium balloon that we set off before we launch the balloons.
Okay.
And we take a look to see which direction the wind is going.
It shows wind direction at different altitudes.
So before I ask about, I know we talk every year about wind speeds in relation to the balloon race and whatever and the launches you do, how critical is the wind to piloting a balloon? You can't really do it without it, right?
Well, you...
You can?
You
sort of?
Very.
Not
very
really?
Yeah. Last year at the balloon race, we couldn't fly Saturday night because we had no wind.
Oh, geez.
So, I mean, we couldn't even fly Saturday night because we wouldn't go anywhere.
We couldn't make it from the lake, at the field, at the lake, at the soccer fields, to 150. There wasn't enough wind to even get that far.
So, but on the other hand, though, too much wind can really mess you up, too, right?
Oh, yeah. It'll cave in the side of the balloon, and you won't be able to inflate the balloon.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So,
And I ask all these questions because, Greg, as I've told you before on what I refer to is now my obligatory annual balloon race interview, I'm terrified of heights. So you're going to have to do a lot of convincing to get me up in a hot air balloon. So if there's any possibility of trouble, like too much wind or no wind, I'm done. I'm just going to watch.
Well, you got to figure. I'm going to be up there with you. So, or the pilot that you're with.
Well, I know you, Greg. You might want to put another pilot with me.
Yeah. I'm not that crazy.
Actually, you do not get any rise and fall effect at all like you do in an elevator or in a roller coaster.
I bet you I'd still feel it.
Oh, believe me, I don't like elevators and I don't like roller coasters, and I can get car sick. But I can get in a hot air balloon and it's perfectly fine.
So when you're just going out for just sort of a recreational hot air balloon ride, and you're not racing or competing or anything like that, what's kind of going through your mind when you're just sitting up there in the air? Yeah,
tranquil.
Yeah.
Relaxation.
I still don't know. I would probably be, like I was mentioning in a staff meeting today, you know, it still takes a lot of doing to get me into a Ferris wheel, then be that far off the ground, let alone be much high. How high can you go in a balloon usually?
12,500 feet without oxygen.
Lord. Oh, my God.
But we never go that high.
We don't go that high.
Oh, happy day.
Yeah. We usually go up about 1,000 to 1,500 feet.
How, other than technology, has it changed much ballooning over the years? Or is it just that GPS aspect that's been the thing that's changed the most, or has it changed in other ways?
Well, that's helped, and the designs of the balloons have changed a little bit. They've gone to like a racer balloon where it'll go up and down a lot quicker than what my balloon will. You'll see it out at the balloon race this year. There's some that look like eggs.
Yeah,
they're egg shaped instead of round.
At least four of those.
So, is it design or the material, the balloon?
It's more of a design.
Yeah, it's a design thing.
They call them a racer balloon.
Okay, so let me move into sort of the racing aspect of this. When you're launching, let's say theoretically Friday night, you're successful in getting your first launch going and things like that. What's the race aspect of it? Talk about that, Greg.
Well, the race aspect is basically it's not speed, mm-hmm. it's accuracy.
Okay.
What we'll do is we'll lay an X out in a field to where the balloons will fly over it and try and throw a beanbag at it. So it's not really how fast you can get to the X, it's how close you can get to the X and drop your beanbag on it.
So that speaks to the sort of precision aspect that you tend to have in ballooning, right?
Right.
Yes. And to tell you how good some of these guys are, I was down in Macomb. It's been several years now.
Mm-hmm.
But I flew over the X and threw my beanbag at the X, and it was like 18 inches from the center of the X. And I got fourth place.
Oh, so that's I think that's a lot more. I don't know how to explain it. That's a lot more close than I figured you would probably end up being most of the time.
Oh, some of those guys are really close.
Yeah. We've got some of them that are coming here that are really good pilots.
So how do you do that, like set up the race part of it? Are you working, you work with like, you know, farmers or property owners or things or whatever around here? How do you get them to buy into what you're trying to do here?
We usually go around and, well, you can't possibly hit them all because you never know which direction you're going to go.
Uh-huh.
So you go to a few of them where you think you might land or actually lay out an X on their field or something like that and see if you can do that ahead of time.
Now, keep in mind, when we say field, we are not saying crops. We are saying pasture areas, waterway kind of things, backyards of people's houses. It is not an actual crop.
Yeah. Okay.
So you set up these targets, and obviously closest to the X would probably win, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
correct.
So how competitive does that get? I mean, other than the closeness that you talked about, are the... are most of these balloonists you'll have here pretty serious about that, or more just, you know, if I hit the target, I hit the target?
There's a few that are very competitive, and then there's a few that just really isn't into the whole competition part. They just want to fly.
Okay. All right. So that's the competition part of it. And, well, how many balloonists will you expect to take part?
We have 22.
That's fantastic. Is that a good number?
Last year we had 19, so we're up just a few this year.
That's good. So we go from the competition to the part where the public is involved. And, you know, you're not really, people don't really, you don't really drive around and look for these targets like the balloonists do. So how does the public get involved? Is they just get to see the balloons and that sort of thing? How does that work?
Basically, they can do that Friday and Saturday night. Okay. They're just basically watching the balloons take off, and then we'll come back to the field and do the night glow later.
Okay.
Saturday morning, however, they can come out to the field and watch the pilots fly over the X and try and score at the X, because the X is at the field.
Okay. So that's one way folks can take part, at least watching the race part. But you have a whole host of activities for folks right at Lake Story this weekend, right?
Oh, yeah. A lot of stuff for the kids to do out there.
Yeah. Let's talk about that, some of the ancillary things, if you will, that might be happening this weekend.
Well, Galesburg Civic Arts Center is going to be out there doing crafts for the kids.
Okay.
They'll be there both nights. We have a face painter coming out Saturday night. She'll be doing face painting for the kids.
Fire truck is coming from the city.
Very cool.
With Sparky. Kurt and Kendra are going to be, they're the kite flyers that are usually in town the same time when we're doing the balloon race. And they'll be doing parachute races.
Oh, cool.
For the kids.
They're also going to be, this is new this year, they're going to be doing rocket launchers for the kids.
Awesome.
Basically, it's made out of PVC pipe, and then they hook a bicycle pump to each of the rockets. And the kids make a paper rocket, put it on the PVC, and they see how far their rocket goes.
Very cool. All right. So there's that. And I know that on Saturday, Greg, you have a motorcycle show.
Yes, there's a motorcycle show from 1 to 4.
Okay.
Saturday afternoon. It's just basically a casual ride in, just show off your bike, come and let people see, you know, how cool your bike is type thing.
Other than this, you know, obviously being a by and large free event for folks in Galesburg, what does this mean from your perspective in terms of the community? I'm thinking of, you know, visitors, hotel stays, that sort of thing. Have you been able to get a handle on that?
We can't really
get
a good idea on how many people come or anything like that. However, last year we do know that a person came from Ontario, Canada.
No, that's right. Yeah, I remember you telling me about
that. Yeah, that was really cool.
I really cannot gauge exactly how many people are coming into town. I just know that there's a lot of them out there at the event, and I know that they're not all local people.
Great.
That's great. I know there's a lot of people coming from Chicago to come to the event. So
wonderful. See those of you who don't like Chicago, some of them come down this way too, so they're fine. Yeah. All right, so for the balloonist, you have 4 launch times between Friday night and Sunday morning, but other than that, what's sort of the time frame? Most everything otherwise for the public kicks off Friday night too, correct.
Okay. Yeah.
The kids stuff will start probably around 4 o'clock Friday afternoon, evening. The balloons don't launch until 6, approximately 6 o'clock.
Okay.
All times are just approximate, because we never know with the wind and things like that if we have to go on a weather hold or something like that. So we just say it's all approximate. But most of the times that you need to know are 6 o'clock, because it's a.m. or p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then the night glows right at dusk.
That is the coolest thing, I think, about this, especially for those of us who, you know, you can't really get off the ground. But just seeing those balloons lit up like that, I think is pretty darn cool. And it's cool that I think the balloonists are willing to kind of take part in that aspect of it, too.
Right. Oh, they have just as much fun as the public does, believe me.
Do you get a chance otherwise? Do folks get a chance to talk to the balloonists or, and things like that?
Yeah, if it's a calm enough night, we'll let the people come out on the field.
Okay.
Most of the pilots either have, like, temporary tattoos for the kids or baseball cards that they can collect about the balloon. So, yeah, we'll let the public come out and talk to the pilots if they want to ask them questions. Most of them are, you know, more than willing to talk to the people.
That's great. All right. What else do we, we're almost out of time, but what else do we need to know about what's going on this weekend?
Well, we wouldn't be able to do this event without our sponsors.
Yes.
Tom Knapp from Remax Preferred Properties, the City of Galesburg, Blick Art Materials, Ladner Orthodontics, Bradley Smokers, Amerigas, and Thrivent Financial. Those are some of the major sponsors that help us out with the event. And our committee, we would not be able to put this show on without our committee.
And we've got volunteers as well.
Yeah,
that's wonderful.
Do a lot of work. We always need crew members, so if somebody wants to help crew and want to get involved in ballooning, they can do that. It doesn't take any training. You don't need to know anything about ballooning. Just be able to be willing to come out and help the balloonists. And because you figure these pilots come in from out of town.
Right.
They take off from Lake Story and land out in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Then they don't know where they are.
They are, yeah. So if someone wants to help in that regard, should they contact somebody? Or?
They can contact us.
Okay. How can they do that?
And we'll be glad to...
We've got email, which is GalesburgBalloonRace@gmail.com.
Okay.
Or you can call our personal phones. Mine is 309-337-7928.
Okay.
And Greg's is the same number, except for it's 7927.
All right. So basically what you need to know is, again, it starts Friday evening, running for the most part for the public through Saturday evening, and then there's 6 o'clock Friday night, a launch for the balloonists, 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Saturday, then 6 a.m. on Sunday. All of those launches are, of course, weather permitting, but it seems like it's going to be pretty decent weather-wise this weekend.
Well, from your lips to his ears.
Hotter than heck on Sunday, but by that time, it'll be all
it'll
done.
Be
yeah,
done.
It'll be over.
Yeah, no problem.
I'll
yeah.
be relaxing in a pool somewhere
there
at that
you go.
Point.
I am so jealous. All right, anything else we should know?
I can't think of
anything. No, just thanks to the community for supporting us for these 19 years.
All right. And again, you can find out more details on our community events page at WGIL.com, including a link to the Balloon Race website as well. Greg and Jackie Saul, thanks for putting this on every year, and thanks for all you guys do with this event, and thanks for coming in, too.
Well, thanks,
Will.